Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthy, stay healthy with nutritional consultant Michael Schwartz. It's time for The Healthy Self.
Are you dealing with acne? You know, it's interesting. We always think about acne as being a teenage issue. And yet, I've had clients that were adults. In fact, I can remember when I had my practice in McAllen, Texas, before I ever started my company, I had a client come in who was a member of the McAllen Symphony Orchestra. And she walked into the office, and at first I thought that she was so sunburnt that I was like, oh my God, you know, why are you doing this to yourself? But it wasn't sunburn at all. It was just the nature of her inflammation. It was so red, so hot. I mean, even looking at her, I felt hot. So the first thing I said to her before we even got started is, one of the things you need to do when you go home this evening is get a cucumber, cut it into thin slices, and place it all over your face as a mask. One of the very interesting things about cucumbers, and one of the nice things about cucumbers, is that it is always 20 degrees cooler than whatever the outside temperature. So if you cut it into thin slices and put it on an inflamed face, it's going to draw the heat out almost instantaneously. And so that's the first place to begin. Second step, if you have pustules, if you, you know, have a lot of bacteria on your face, and most dermatologists will give you some kind of an antibiotic. Sometimes the antibiotic will do more damage than the look that you're dealing with. What I would suggest you do is get yourself some golden seal root powder and make a very strong tea out of it. What you might want to do is put maybe 2 tablespoons in about 10 ounces of distilled water. You know, bring the water to a boil, throw the herbs in, let it steep. When it gets to a temperature that you can work with, that you're comfortable with, room temperature, even a little warmer, get a cotton ball, sterile cotton ball, dip it in, and use the golden seal as a facial wash. The reason I want you to do that, and by the way, you could also throw in some Paul D'Arco, some black walnut, although I love golden seal root. And golden seal root will kill just about anything. And that's why I want you to use it as a face wash. Let's get rid of all that bacteria that we can to stop further damage. The next thing we want to do is we want to rebuild our skin tissue. And the way to do that is vitamin A and zinc. Those are two nutrients that are specific for building tissue. I know in a previous show, I've had a guest on who spoke a lot about collagen and its wonders and its beauty, et cetera, et cetera. Being that I follow a vegetarian lifestyle, I am not prone or friendly with collagen and don't necessarily recommend that kind of an approach to things. My attitude is, however it is that you can do that from a vegetarian point of view, you're much better off. You really are, for this simple reason. Meat, fish, fowl, nuts, grains, dairy, all create what we call an acid ash in your bloodstream. Well, it is the acid ash that works against you from two different points of view. Number one, when your body is more acidic than it is alkaline, it becomes a host for germs. And germs include viruses, funguses, bacteria, you name it, cancer. They all love to live in an acidic environment. When you, plus the fact also that if you're acidic, what's going to happen is that the uric acid crystals from the flesh foods, from the protein, are going to eat away at the synovial membrane. That fluid's going to leak out and your joints are going to hurt. Without a doubt, your joints are going to hurt. So what you want to do, obviously, is minimize what you're eating. Really examine your diet. And by the way, changing your diet is going to be the hardest thing in the world to do because of your emotional attachments to the food. So try to understand what your favorite foods are and why. And if you're dealing with acne, just know the reason that your face, your shoulders, your upper chest is all breaking out because your skin is a eliminative organ. So your body's detoxifying because of the, I'm going to use the word garbage that's coming into it. And the garbage could be not only the food, but the chemicals inside the food, the preservatives, the additives, the colorings, the flavorings, the stabilizers, the emulsifiers. All that garbage is corrupting your cells. And when your body tries to slough it off, and it does it through three different avenues or four avenues. You respirate, you perspirate, you urinate, you defecate. In this case, we're talking about perspiration, so to speak. So your body is venting this stuff, and the bacteria that lives on our body. You know, there's something I had a guest on a little while ago, Tim Mount, who talked about a surface level underneath the skin, so to speak. Well, on top of the skin is a thing called the acid mantle. And what that does is it protects your body from microbial invasion. Because we're covered with trillions, skillions of little critters always looking for an opening. And this is one of the reasons why, if you've listened to my show on vitamin A, my favorite nutrient, I say that vitamin A protects every mucous membrane so that these little microbes cannot pierce that shield and get through a membrane and get into your system and make you sick. So vitamin A will take care of that. So you got to clean up the diet. You've got to clean out your blood. So another way to do that is with herbs like burdock root, yellow dock, red clover. All of those are going to be great for detoxifying the blood. I told you A and zinc for building. Another set of nutrients you want to make sure that you have, and the only way to get these, by the way, is in a complete multi-mineral. Take a look when, you know, you need to read labels. You really do. Stop listening to the advertising. Stop listening to the marketing. Because in some instances, you're being conditioned, programmed, marketed to buy high-priced products in boxes because the belief is if it's in a box, it has more value. There's such stuff out there that you're better off eating the box because at least then you'll get some fiber. Okay, so we've did the nutrition. Now, here's the deal with acne. Anytime anyone is breaking out with acne, they're going through an image issue. This is one of the reasons why kids during the high school years have acne because, you know, in addition to the diet and all that other stuff, but there's the emotional component. When we're in high school, we're beginning to evolve out of being a child and into pre-adolescence, into an adult, if you will. And because we may be uncertain about who we are and what we're about and the image we're supposed to project to the world, we will end up with our mind giving us a symbol to help us understand where there's conflict. If you're dealing with acne, there's an image issue. So look within yourself to understand where there may be doubt and uncertainty operating in your image, because that's what it's all about. And all of that is coming from a subconscious concept deep in your subconscious mind. If you can go within and get a handle on that, oh my God, you will change your life in such a fabulous, fabulous way. You're never in a situation you cannot master. This is Michael Schwartz. You're listening on Radio MD. Grow and stay healthy. In our next session, we're going to be talking about how to have a really vibrant old age, not the one you may be creating.